What's up, you guys? Ross at the end here in Singapore, and thank you once again for joining me on the Night Owl podcast. Today, I'm actually going back through a couple of, you know, difficult situations that I've experienced myself, and I'm hoping that while I explain some of these things and describe some of the feelings that I've actually endured, you might find some relevant information or find yourself connected in a way that you've experienced this stuff as well. So the last couple of episodes have been dealing with relationships. I've been talking about the buildup of emotions that you haven't expressed, the breakdown when you finally feel the need to kind of spew all of that out, the ecosystem of balance, which is pointing out all the things that were off balance in the first place, but sometimes it sounds like placing blame, and it's like a laundry list rather than one or two things that you're having trouble with. And today, I kind of want to talk about the words unspoken. Now, in most relationships, we pick and choose carefully what we say and how we say it. We want to come off as loving as possible. We want to make sure that the other person realizes how much they mean to us. But in some cases, depending on how the other person reacts to us or maybe how we react to them, we may protect our own ego in an effort to feel safe, to feel comforted, to feel important. So depending on which human need you're trying to take care of in the moment, we may cut the other person off or they may cut us off. But it's those unspoken words that can sometimes lead to unnecessary conflict. And I wonder sometimes if I had just said something sooner, if it would have, you know, fixed a situation and stopped it from getting bigger, like compounding in value, rather than trying really hard to extend a momentary, I don't know, time period where it was peaceful. So let's say you and I got into an argument about something, and I don't know if the argument's over with, but I'm looking for signs from you as far as behavior is concerned to show me that you're going back to the way things were. You're returning back to treating me like, you know, somebody you actually enjoy being around. So usually in an argument, right, you will probably go off to your own corners, or one person may have the habit of ignoring you, or they may kind of pull away from you and kind of distance themselves, keeping out of the house, or just, you know, staying to their own corner of the house instead so that they don't run into you, or they suddenly start doing things for themselves, whereas before they used to enjoy you helping them or being a part of their journey, like getting dressed in the morning or making breakfast or eating dinner together. So depending on how the argument went and depending on how the behavior of the other person is, you can either tell if you're going back to normal or not. And in the event that you have finally, after maybe like a little bit of a Cold War period, you went back to normal and you find that they are loving again and they are, you know, affectionate or at least friendly, and you feel like, you know, you've gotten that peace back again. You've kind of gotten back to a regular balanced moment where you are no longer fighting, but, you know, you're also worried about being extra careful not to perpetuate the fight cycle all over again. But it's those moments where somebody says something, and I was always taught when it comes to children, it's best to tell them what they're doing wrong in the moment so they associate what their action was to the, you know, the feedback, and they understand where you're coming from, rather than wait till later and then tell them what's going on. So this is the question. When you've just gotten out of your argument, you're finally in a, you know, a space of peace for a little while, if they do something that hurts your feelings, do you make the choice to say something right then, or do you make the choice to extend the moment of peace because you're not ready to go back into, you know, that war moment? You don't want to be at loggerheads with this person all over again. And that's part of the thing that I think is very, very difficult to manage unless you've set off ground rules for how you guys communicate with each other. Unless you've already established that this is more than just a situationship, it's more than a friendship. You're actually working towards, you know, a long-term relationship. You really want for this to be the best possible connection, and you're looking at possibly spending life with each other. But until you've actually set those ground rules, is it still worth it to speak up on those things that upset you? And this is part of where it's kind of tricky, right? I want to say that I believe in quality relationships. I want to say that I always let the person know what's bothering me so they can choose whether they wanted to stick around or not. But that's not to say that I kind of instigate anything and that I'm purposely being prickly. I also want to show them that I am capable of accommodating. But then when is it okay to accommodate versus saying what's actually bothering you? For instance, I've had so many situations where the person that I was dealing with either said a specific thing that I knew deep down they didn't mean any harm by, but I had this inkling that when they used it, they did not mean anything loving by it. So they were used to saying this thing that feels very prickly. It feels very antagonistic. And in their circle, in their family, the way they were brought up, this was not a big deal. But for me, the way that I was brought up, it was. So either I have the choice of letting them know, hey, please don't do this, it really hurts my feelings, and hope that they take me seriously enough that they change their behavior, or they tell me, no, it's not a big deal, I don't mean it that way, you shouldn't take it that way, just get over it. So that's happened in both instances before, right? I'm sure you've all been in situations where you've experienced that before. But at what point are you able to ask them to help you, you know, learn to get over this or learn to reframe it? And at what point do you say, no, really, I can't deal with this. It's really too much for me. Can you do me the honor of adjusting your behavior to show me that you do care about my feelings? You do respect the fact that I'm going through something difficult, and hopefully in the future I can get over it. But for right now, I just need you to accommodate me. So that's where those words unspoken become, do you extend the momentary peace, or do you actually say what's on your mind so you can allow the person to pick and choose their battles, choose when they can adjust and accommodate and give you a little bit of leeway so that when the time comes, if they need it, you also have, you know, the ability to adjust and accommodate for them as well. It's almost like tug of war. Sometimes you pull because you're really struggling with something and they give in and they come along so that you don't have to struggle so much. And sometimes they will pull, and maybe when you have space, you can give in as well and come along towards their side of or view of thinking. But ultimately, in any relationship, I think it's really important for you to discuss all these disparities, these differences between the two of you, how you were raised, what you believe, what the words actually mean, the connotation versus the denotation, like all of that. And you create like working rules of play within your relationship itself. It's as if to say you have to create your own culture for this particular relationship. But people aren't taught that, and I think that's something that we really need to look into going forward in order to maintain quality relationships. I think this is part of the reason that we're so quick to say, oh, you know what, irreconcilable differences, we're breaking up, I can't be with this person anymore. Or we're not willing to sit down and allow the other person to really open up and be vulnerable and show us what exactly bothers them and how we could possibly be let in to help them through that, or vice versa. So the question today is, should you keep those unspoken words to yourself because you finally have a moment's peace, or should you always, and it's really hard to say always, you guys, I really don't like one extreme or the other. Always and ever are words that I really don't enjoy, but should you make it a rule to say as often as possible what bothers you so they know right when it happens, or should you hold your tongue until you really can't bear it anymore and now it's a big deal? Like, this is part of the reason I talked about the buildup and the breakdown and then this ecosystem of balance, because the words unspoken have such value for each of us. And if you're looking for that ultimate relationship, it takes a lot of vulnerability on both sides and a lot of, you know, the space to be open and willing to listen to the other person without taking offense, so you can actually work towards a solution that benefits both of you. So that being said, you guys, I'm hoping this gave you food for thought. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them below. I'm looking forward to discussing this more with you. But in the meantime, I'll catch you on the next episode.